Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
It is May 6th, 2007 on this live Sunday edition. I'm coming to you from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ out over the ABC News Star Guide satellite feed to a growing list of wonderful AM/FM affiliates and a gigantic audience, the biggest weekdays on the Internet, the biggest free Internet stream on the Internet. Not bragging, no brag, just fact. We are blessed and honored that so many of you join us. Okay, as usual, this Sunday broadcast has turned into kind of a shotgun effect because I do 2 hours here instead of 3 hours like I do weekdays, and there is so much to cover. We will be taking your calls throughout the next 2 hours at 877-590-5525. That's 877-590-KLBJ, or locally in Central Texas, 836-0590, and we will get you up and on the air today. I wanted to go over a BBC News report that came out this week about a summit that European leaders had with the United States last week. And later in the second hour, I will cover this in some detail. U.S. and EU agree to single market. The United States and the European Union have signed up to a new transatlantic economic partnership at a summit in Washington. This is the merger of the European Union and the North American Union, but most people aren't even aware that we've been under the official North American Union since March 23rd, 2005. And we will go over that for you today, exactly when the United States ceased to exist and how we could hopefully raise the nation from the dead, or we can remain experts on football and on Paris Hilton having to go to jail for violating parole on drunken driving. And we can talk about, female chauvinist pigs all competing with each other to see who looks the most beautiful. Women don't even care about what men think anymore. It's all about it being insecure and flopping around with arrogant attitudes. We could talk about how all our petty TV news people are on little petty power trips, little egomaniacs themselves. But we're not going to talk about all those petty, distractionary issues today. We're going to talk about serious issues. For about a month, it has been, the JFK assassination cover-up has been exposed and completely imploded. It's fallen apart. I will spend, in fact, I mentioned last weekend, I said I'd get to this. I never did. There's been new developments since then. I have interviewed, of course, E. Howard Hunt, the CIA black op commander, the guy who carried out the overthrow of Ardennes in Guatemala and many other nations, who ran coups worldwide. We always knew that E. Howard Hunt ran the op in Dallas 43 years ago, killing John F. Kennedy. But now we don't just have the Rolling Stone cover article with the handwritten notes of E. Howard Hunt given to his son before he died a few months ago. We now have the actual audio tape. We're going to be airing some of that here today. In fact, there's 15 minutes that hasn't been released yet, but he's coming back on my weekday show this week. We'll have it for you next Sunday here, and he's going to be playing more of that tape, never before heard, where he talks about how he led the operation for the Vice President, Lyndon Baines Johnson, to run the operation. We're going to be playing E. Howard Hunt, ladies and gentlemen. Many of you know him as the head of the Watergate burglars. But you see, I don't just go off the words of E. Howard Hunt. We have the Dallas Times-Herald, now defunct, and the Dallas Morning News photos, and they're up on PrisonPlanet.com right now, of him with other top CIA commanders like Frank Sturgis and others. You have three top CIA commanders together being led by the police from behind the grassy knoll. Up close, black and white photos, crisp and clear, E. Howard Hunt, Frank Sturgis, and others. There's another photo taken seconds before of George Herbert Walker Bush. standing right by the Books Depository building, right behind them. Yes, the former president, ladies and gentlemen. Not only did the vice president run and command the op, but someone who would later become El Presidente is clearly in the Dallas Times Herald and Dallas Morning News photos as well. So we'll be going over this for you. Of course, it doesn't really matter that all this came out. We have polls with over 90% of the American people, and I mean, there's been hundreds of these polls. They're 85, 96, you know, depending on the poll, but on average, over 90% of the American people before the E. Howard Hunt revelations came out, the smoking gun, as if the photos weren't smoking gun enough, didn't matter. The mainstream-controlled Dyncor, Halliburton, General Electric, Lockheed Martin-owned media told you that you were crazy and the facts didn't matter. Well, now it is the fait accompli or the coup de grace. It's totally collapsed, just like the 9/11 cover-up has collapsed in 5.5 years. Is it going to take 40 for it to collapse? It's completely collapsing. Big new developments there. In fact, this is coming up, too. I have the Associated Press here in front of me. This came out on Friday. We'll have a big report on this tomorrow at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Potential terror jurors cite 911 doubts. Potential terror jurors cite 911 doubts. And it says here in the Associated Press that due to the cottage industry of conspiracy theorists that has sprung up among academics and others, all engineers, colonels, generals, you know, I'm sure, members of cabinets, a cottage industry of conspiracy theorists has sprung up among academics and others who claim that such things as the U.S. was involved in 9/11 attacks, and it says that the government can't find jurors to be part of their staged trial. Because most of them either say the government's lying, well, they say they don't trust the government, the media, the government could have done it, so they can't find jurors now. That's Associated Press. Oh, I'd say that's a collapse. See, what happened is you lost your monopoly-controlled government press, and now you are losing whatever market share you had rapidly. And the people are going to take the day. But we'll get into that. Also, just really serious issue, these super hurricanes, super tornadoes, super typhoons, they're always killing people, they're always going to be killing people, but that doesn't make it any less painful when one hits north of Austin and Gerald, killing, what, 30-something people, or when it tears into a Kansas town, killing just a huge amount of people, and we pray for all those. Tornadoes continue to sweep the Midwest, by the way. And with the colder temperatures colliding with the spring warm air coming up from the south. And I think it's times like these that we need to remember how transitory, how short, how fleeting life is, and to stop worrying about having the biggest, shiniest car or acting cool or, you know, or even making as much money. It's about living today, taking your sons and daughters out fishing, spending time with them, spending time with your wife and husband, trying to simplify our lives. Lord knows I'm talking to myself when I say this. And because life is short, ladies and gentlemen, and you will blink, and your children will be grown, you will be old, and you'll blink, and then you'll be dead. So all of us need to realize that. And my wife asked me today to just say something about this on air. She just said, will you say something? A lot of people listen to you, and I know it won't change things overnight, but will you just say something? I'm not the best driver, but I knock on wood. I haven't been in a lot of wrecks. Speaking of tornadoes, 2 years ago, I was driving back from Fredericksburg, Texas, visiting family. I'd slowed down because it was raining and wind was blowing. And suddenly my Suburban was blown off the road. My father was in the driver's seat. And we would have been killed, the state police said, if it wouldn't have hit the back. It would have hit the side. It crushed in about 5 feet. And well, I've already digressed there. Point is, when we get back, I'm going to talk about the way people are driving these days and how that's number one cause of death. And if you really want to try to take control of your life, this is a good way to do it. So there you have it. It's just a complete mishmash of news. We'll talk about the degenerate piece of filth, Queen Elizabeth visiting the United States, and why I hate that scum, our ancestral enemy, and a lot more. So stay with us.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On May 4th, 2007, spot gold 688. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $709.92, $358.53 for half ounce, and $179.26 for quarter ounce. Coins at $709.92, $358.53, and $179.26. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing the Security and Prosperity Partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack, and Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go to your calls right now. Do something a little bit different. When we get back, I'm going to get into the Queen of England being here and how that ties into a global tax. The new carbon tax. That's what all the global warming hype is about. All the supposed man-made global warming hype. Then the federal government's having trouble getting people for their kangaroo jury in the Jose Padilla trial because the prospective jurors think that the government is behind it or that the media and government aren't trustworthy and they, quote, don't know what the truth is. That's the Associated Press Also, super virulent new strain of TB raising fears of pandemic. It's completely drug resistant. People are going into sanitariums very quietly all over the United States right now. The average illegal alien that has TB, whether they be Russian, Mexican, it doesn't matter, will transfer it to over 40 people in 1 year in a office or school environment. Now, that's CDC's own quote there. This is out of Washington Post. But you rarely see it in the media. I'm surprised to see it in the media. That's one of the biggest problems we should have with all these illegal aliens cooking the food and doing everything else and defecating in the fields, and then you get E. coli when you eat that spinach, and they always knew what caused it. But it's politically incorrect, so the media won't tell you. So we'll be going over that in the huge JFK. The JFK, you want smoking gun, the man who ran the operation, CIA section chief. He'd run overthrows all over the world. This guy was so high level, make your head spin. And E. Howard Hunt, a deathbed confession on tape of running the black op in Dallas 43 years ago. Of course, I interviewed the president's mistress, and I interviewed the president's lawyer, and I have, of course, we have all the circumstantial and we have all the forensic physical evidence. But we know about the meeting the night before in Dallas when the hit was already planned to go ahead and give the green light at Clint Murchison, the big oilman's house. And we already knew all this, and what E. Howard Hunt came out and said meshes precisely with it. It's a big deal, but of course, it's been in the Rolling Stone, and that's it. And that was before the tape got released. You know, he just had the handwritten pages, and the mainstream media was saying, oh, well, we're not going to cover that. And 60 Minutes was said they were scared to cover it. And then now he's released a tape. 5 minutes and more will be released next week on my weekday show. So that's coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and go to the calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul in Canada, and we'll talk to Mark, Steve, Adam, and others. Paul, you are on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir. Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I just had a question. It was kind of like a big picture question, if you don't mind.
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering, like, what do you think would happen realistically, like, let's say the day after the NWO was defeated? You know what I mean? Don't you think that the way society is currently, that it would pretty much won't take long before it descends again? It's a secret.
Well, that's right. That's right. No, I mean, not only are the elite a bunch of inbred, demonic, sadistic control freaks who love to engage in mass murder and control, but the general population has degenerated into something very, very close to a pack of retarded baboons.
Indeed, indeed. That's why I wanted to ask, do you think that really, shouldn't there be some sort of, and I hate to use the term, but organic globalization, in the sense that, like, we're the freedom-oriented NGOs out there, you know what I mean? Like, we have these NGOs out there giving, you know, AIDS vaccines and the...
But see, you're way ahead of people there. Most people out there don't even know what a non-governmental organization is, or the acronym NGO.
Indeed, I'm sorry. But you...
Well, no, I'm not poo-pooing what you're saying, but here's the deal, and look... Again, I could stop all calls right now, and I could talk for the next hour and a half, or hour and 36 minutes until the show ended, about the one point you just raised. We started out as agrarian societies, well, first hunter-gatherers, then agrarian, then city-state, then nation-state, and then globalization the next step. The problem is when they set up a North American Union, they don't even tell the public. They erase due process. They erase posse comitatus. They erase habeas corpus. They erase every pillar of freedom. And then they set up the new government systems in a tyrannical form. And anything that is centralized, and when you have no choice, when you destroy diversity by global government... Even if you had loving, good people setting up a global system, let's say, you know, nice little angels set one up, you set up a centralized lever, you're going to get a bad guy in there someday that controls it. It's called separation of powers. You got to read the Federalist, Anti-Federalist papers to realize that the founders were very intelligent, had studied history, on average spoke about four languages, had studied the Greeks and Latin and the Roman Empire and rise and fall of the Roman Empire. And so they set up the three branches of government knowing they would then wage war on each other for supremacy instead of waging war on the people. So it was an elaborate counterbalance system. So, no, we should never have a global government. If we want to have free trade confederations, that's fine. It should be voted on by the people. None of the sovereignty of the nation should be given up. By the way, it adds a whole new layer of bureaucracy. Governments never go away. They just add new ones. They always push global government as if it's going to cut back on bureaucracy. No, it just adds a whole other layer. It's like these people with liberal and conservative front groups pushing national sales tax. For 10 years since I learned of it, I've been telling you that they would push this. And you're probably going to see it happen. And I know you won't listen now, just listen later. That's the power I've got, because I know what I'm talking about. I go off globalist documents, so what I say is going to happen. Okay, because I know what I'm talking about. Because I did 8 hours of research yesterday until 2 in the morning, and I got bloodshot eyes right now. I got so much knowledge, I can't even impart it to you. Okay? I mean, it's that simple. And you just better go figure it out and find out about it for yourself. Because what they're going to give you is, they're going to keep the income tax, but change the name of it. They're going to claim they're keeping it as a Social Security tax at around 10%. 7-10%. And then they're going to give you a sales tax that brings federal control into every cash register, every shopping cart, every company, and they're going to serve that out and share it with the locals, bringing total federal control. Now, if you think a whole new branch of government, federal control, and somebody in your business every day auditing you in real time with a national ID card you swipe to access it, because it's going to be a graduated sales tax, if you think that sounds good, then okay, go jump off a cliff, because that probably sounds good to you, too. But again, they got these scumbag fake conservatives up there selling you cyanide and telling you it's a lollipop. And it's not. Okay? Okay? And this is what's frustrating. Could we have a wonderful global government? Could we fly around like Star Trek together in 1,000 years? Whatever. Not with the current way humans work. It's like communism. Communism sounds good on the surface. Oh, we're all going to share and love each other. But we know that's not how it works. It's like neighborhood associations. They sound good, but only the control freaks get involved in it. Okay? I mean, you're going to... I've already blown the time here I had. When we get back, I'll continue with calls and get more into the news. These segments go by so fast. But let me go back to what my wife wanted me to say here. I always like the sports guy during the week on this local station who tells everybody, drive safe out there when he signs off. And you know what? That's really true. That's something we can do something about. And when we get back, I want to briefly comment on that. Because, again, people are driving like chimpanzees on PCP. And it's all of a sudden, it's like they put PCP in the water supply. And it's scary as hell out there. It's like Crash Up Derby or something. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871, or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies, because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. It is May 6, 2007. I'm going to go to your calls. Everybody that is patiently holding, from Bobby to Abilene to Steve in Los Angeles, California. The last caller I went to was up in Canada. All right. Big JFK news. The cover-up's been blown wide open. So is the 9/11 cover-up. It hasn't collapsed as completely as JFK. But we will have black operators, black ops commanders who ran the attacks of 9/11 go public. Don't worry. Everything hidden will be revealed. Also, the BBC reports the EU and American Union are publicly merging. But again, the general public only knows how to suck their thumbs and not actually find out about that. All right, I'm being a little bit sarcastic there. It's all coming up. But I'm just now noticing it. I mean, people have always, when you're driving down Mopac or driving down I-35 or driving down a side street, and I was just out in Los Angeles, people were driving 10 times worse than the last time I was there. I've been driving in New York, all over. People are driving worse and worse and worse. They're driving like people drive in Mexico. But this isn't illegal aliens that are driving like this. I'll pull up next to the vehicles, not to have some road rage, but more scientifically to just analyze who it is. And it's soccer moms, old white guys, black people, Hispanics. I mean, it's just a cross-section of society. And used to about once every 2 or 3 weeks, and I used to drive even more than I do now. I used to do a lot of my own errands for my business. Now I have folks that do that. I'm just too busy. But I probably drive about half as much as I did in the past. And about every few weeks, every month or so, you'd be driving along and somebody wouldn't see you. Right out of the blue would start coming over. And I was in a few wrecks in my life with people hitting me like that. Or people rear-end you and don't stop. I mean, we've all been through it. And again, I'm not up here on a high horse like I'm the best driver. But compared to these people, I mean, it's like I'm an astronaut compared to a rhesus monkey or something. You know, back to the monkey analogy. I mean, it's those are those little, you know, foot tall cross-eyed monkeys that, but walk around wearing diapers. But the point is that today I almost got hit going down William Cannon with my family. I am, like, luckily about 8 car lengths back. I'm going about 30 miles an hour. This person slows down to get over because there's cars in front of them and just violently cuts over to out of their lane to hit me, and I slam on the brakes. First, I looked in the mirror real fast, slammed on the brakes, and went into the other lane and almost hit another car, but I had room. And this shocker mom just went on driving like everything was fine. Now, this is why I'm reporting on this. Something has changed. Because this is happening every day now. And then I mentioned it to Trey and to Paul, who were in the control room. Paul's in there answering the phones. We don't screen the phones. He's just giving me your name, where you're calling from, what country or what state. And Trey is in there, you know, running things. And they just started exclaiming, oh, yeah, I mean, people rubberneck now like they never did before. They cut you off. Now, I mean, you'll be trying to get over. People will race to block you so you can't, and they'll smile at you like it's some personal power thing. And I don't understand why people think they get personal power out of screwing other people, because I let people in, you know, except maybe once a month if I'm late for work or something, which I normally not. And then even then I'll let people in because it's just too dangerous. I'd rather be late. Gentlemen, you want to comment on this? You got a mic in the studio there. I mean, why don't you comment on it, Trey?
The largest problem I have is just it's always someone in a new car, and I don't have a new car, and I'm sorry, I just can't afford to drive at the speeds that other people drive at.
Well, that's also because they think they're royal. But do you want to comment in there, Paul? There's only one mic. He's running around. Why you guys coming here?
It's the cell phone and text messaging. I think that capital punishment should be put on those people that do that, especially text messaging.
Well, I mean, I'm guilty of using the phone, but there are brief phone calls when I'm going down a straightaway, and still I catch myself not driving as well. But, yeah, I mean, we all know about the women putting on the Vectors cases every few months, and a woman getting one of those, you know, eye color pencils jammed in their eye or face, and they're putting it on, or they're on the telephone. And, I mean, I've seen people on the phone literally going in and out of their lanes. It's like drunk driving. But at the same time, I don't want the government involved because they never make anything better. In fact, you don't see cops out there arresting people for reckless driving. Instead, they're writing tickets for the system or, you know, installing Lockheed Martin red light cameras.
And I see a lot of the racing towards the red light. Like here in Austin, you know when a light's going to be red.
And they'll get mad. If you start slowing down, they'll, like, violently cut out of the lane behind you to get around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they just cut. Then they'll cut me off to get in front of me to wait at the red light. And by the way, this thing with the cameras and the lights, I don't understand why we can afford to put cameras and lights, yet we can't afford to put the cameras and the lights that don't make you sit at a red light when no one's even there. I'm from Houston, and you don't sit at red lights in Houston like you do up here. It's just ridiculous. I've never wasted so much time.
Well, yeah, there's no synchronization, and the city enjoys it.
I don't understand it. I'm from Houston, and if you never ever have to stop at a red light for nobody, and I've sat at so many red lights for nobody in this town.
30 minutes.
Yeah, some of these red lights are like 2 minutes, and it does seem like 30 minutes.
So it just upsets me that we can afford to write more, you know, put in devices that write more tickets, but we can't afford to put in devices that would increase the traffic flow
instead
of causing more accidents.
Well, few things irritate me, but this week, and understand, I literally turn down on average 5 interviews a day. In fact, Trey, you work part-time for me. You're in my office. I mean, I turn down, you know, clear channel stations, 50,000-watt stations, you name it. And because I'm so busy making films, I'm making one film, I'm producing another major film, and I'm consulting, and I'm doing all this other stuff, and I'm overseeing web stories, and I'm writing articles. I mean, no exaggeration, my average day is about 15 to 16 hours, some days 18 hours, because I love my work. I love fighting tyranny. But it's frustrating. I heard a local talk show here in Austin. I'm not going to say the station. And I'm driving along, and I think, you know, I'm busy. My kids are in the house. I only get to see them about 2 hours because I like to go home about 4, see them till about 6, and I go back to work. I have a double shift, really. And so I call at about 4:30 as I'm getting, you know, back to my house, and I sit in the parking lot for 15 minutes waiting for the call screener to go to me. And he goes, yeah, what's your name? And I said, oh, it's Alex. And automatically, oh, no, no, you're not going to come on. And I said, well, no, I just want to tell people. Because, I mean, I wanted to warn the public. I have this burning desire to let people know what's going on behind things. And I said, these red light cameras have been ruled to be uncivil and illegal. That is, they've been found civilly to have been thrown out in San Diego and just literally scores of other cities. And I happen to be somewhat of an expert on that because I've covered it a lot. And it's also... very, very dangerous. Lockheed Martin, the defense contractor, got caught in San Diego shortening yellow lights from 4 seconds to two, and they got sued over it, and the city admitted it caused a bunch of fatalities and injuries because you really couldn't stop at many of them. And also, if an officer isn't there writing the ticket, if an officer has to be there giving you the ticket, there has to be this person who's sworn in for the municipality or the county under state law who's empowered to do that. Lockheed was just giving people tickets, and each camera was making over $12 million a year, and they had scores of them in the city. And they made hundreds of millions for them. And the same thing they're doing now in some of the towns in Texas, where they actually shorten the lights, they hide the camera where you can't see them, which kills the whole point of it. They do it on the edge of town. It's about money, ladies and gentlemen, and it's dangerous, and it's... that's why I'm on the radio, because I want to tell you that mercury in vaccines has caused autism to go from 1 in 25,000 people 24 years ago to 1 in 168, and that was 2 years numbers, CDC. Now it's just below, more than 1 in 150 that mercury brain damages you. I want to warn you that drug-immune TB is spreading everywhere and that the illegal aliens are carrying it, whether they're from Russia or Mexico. We're in red-level crisis. Your children are breathing it. When it happens, they quietly lock them up or quietly are on house arrest. Hundreds of Austinites are on it right now. I want to warn you, but most of the shows don't talk about real issues, folks, or when they do, you can't even get key info into them. Now, I know how to get past call screeners. You call and act really stupid, but I just won't do that. I'm not going to be dishonest. So I just thought I'd mention that, too. Now I've warned Austin and the rest of the country about the red light cameras. Don't believe me, though. Go research it for yourself. All right, I promise. We're going to come back and blitz through five phone calls on the board that we have time to get to. Then we'll start the next hour, get into JFK, 9/11, you name it. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. We'll be right back. And we don't screen your calls. You can call right in.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Zero.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Exposing corruption. Dismantling a false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
All right, let's try to clear out these loaded phone lines and then get into the really big news in the next hour. Who's been holding the longest here? I guess it'd be Steve in Los Angeles. Steve, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, I got a question. I was checking out your website. I think it was either last Friday or yesterday. You had a story up there about Bush 9/11, something about ABC report that... he was asked about what was going on in New York before he even left his hotel.
Yeah, that's right. It was a full 35 minutes because they're reporting it 30 minutes before he even got to the school. And they're saying, we just talked to him in his hotel. In about 30 minutes, he'll be at a school. He knows the building has been hit. And then Bush said, I saw the plane. Then he said, hey, I like that. Keep it rolling. Then he said that I saw the plane hit. Well, that didn't come out for a day or so, the Nade Brothers video of the plane hitting the first tower to be struck. Then he changed his story and said, no, I never knew until they told me about the second plane. But then Times of London photos got released of him at the school before he went out to the kids showing the tower smoking. So, the point is it's just more lying. And then the bigger point is the Secret Service has a default position. It had been known for over a week where he was going to be. There were airports nearby. They thought there were 20 other planes hijacked because the government was running drills that morning of that happening. And the Secret Service has a default. They don't ask. They grab you and take you out of there. But they didn't. Isn't that interesting?
Well, yeah, they had open lines. The FAA had open lines with the Secret Service right after they, I guess the FAA contacted NEEDS.
Yes.
NORAD at 8:40 a.m., okay, and Bush didn't get to the school until 9 o'clock.
But look at you worried about timelines, and you know the name of federal agencies, and you're informed, and you're worried about things. Why don't you just go watch Paris Hilton and take some Ritalin and Prozac, and doesn't matter if they admit it causes suicide and every mass shooter's been on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. And then more people go psychopathic, so the more people get put on drugs, and more people go psychopathic, so more people get put on drugs. I mean, problem, reaction, solution. It all works perfectly, sir. Just submit to government, okay? Stop being an Al-Qaeda member. Questioning government means you support Al-Qaeda and you hate America. Just submit to your world government. Don't worry. Hillary will be saving you soon. Oh, yes, when she's not vacationing with the Bushes or hanging out with Roger Ailes or good old Rupert Murdoch. You can see Fox getting ready for the switch over to the Dems. That's freaking out all the brain-dead, phony conservatives. Let's go ahead here and... little bit of satire there, folks, but I'm serious about him being behind her. But you won't figure that out till it's too late, will you? Let's go ahead and they're CIA folks. Let's go ahead here and Hillary and all of them. Let's go ahead here and go to Mark in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the air, my friend. Go ahead.
Hey, bro. You're ever in our prayers.
Thank you. I need them.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, there's a verse that's been commonly misapplied because I find very few translations that render the accurately. In the Greek, it says, pasa psuche exousia, all soul at the authorities. When people say...
Well, your phone's cutting out, sir. Are you on a wireless phone? Are you on a
cell phone? I'm on a cell phone.
Yeah. Okay, start over with what you said. Go ahead.
Okay. In Romans 13, verse 1, most translations do not accurately convey the qualifier that is in the second word. All authorities, pasa exousia, is basically a get left alone, but there's a word between them. Suke is where is the soul, S-O-U-L. All soul authorities, that is, authorities that are in turn in submission to the authority of God. So I've had cops that basically, well, Romans 13 says you got to submit to our authority, and I'm like, well, you don't know better, but this verse does not actually say that all authorities carte blanche, but all authorities that are spiritual. And, you know,
absolutely, absolutely, and I appreciate your call. Look, the caller brings up a really important point, and I've interviewed many pastors. I've read it myself. We are a Christian nation. I'm a Christian. And they misapply Romans 13, render things unto Caesars that are Caesars and things unto God that are God's. Okay? Now, Jesus was killed for not doing what Herod and not doing what the religious leaders were saying, and not doing what the governor was telling him to do. And 11 of the 12 disciples were boiled in oil, crucified, their heads chopped off, life in prison, because they didn't follow the orders. And the Christians were burned at the stake, and they were fed to the lions in the Colosseum until 300-plus A.D. after the death, or the 300 common error, as they've now changed it. So, I guess our founding fathers shouldn't have fought the king because he was the government. And I guess we shouldn't have fought Hitler because Hitler was a curse put on us by God, and we shouldn't have fought. Hitler's favorite verse, and this is in Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, it's in Heinz Hobel's Order of the Death Set. I actually read 1,000-page his history books. And I'm not bragging. I mean, it's entertaining, it's interesting. You watch 24 in football, I read Order of the Death Set. You know, I read things like that. You know, well, it's 900 and something pages, not quite 1,000. And so I know actually what Hitler did. And boy, let me tell you, when the government starts saying, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and follow what Caesar says, it's a fraud. They were trying to set Christ up to kill him early, to stone him to death. And they said, should we not pay taxes unto Caesar? And they're trying to set him up. And it wasn't time for him yet to give his life. Okay? And so he gave them a riddle back, and he said, well, no, the things that belong to Caesar, because that's his currency, that's his system, that's his issuance, render unto Caesar. But those that are God's, unto God. And the rest of the chapter goes on to explain that you are to fight evil government. Look at all the prophets. That's all they did was fight corrupt government. But 100 years ago, they set up the National Council of Churches. It later became the International Council of Churches, the World Council of Churches, openly funded by the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation. And these preachers teach you, lay down to government, do what you're told, always submit, grovel. They're the opposite of what the Bible teaches. But the Bible tells you there will be false teachers. And of course these are false teachers. They're there to have big mega churches, and everybody dresses up and feels good and, you know, goes and does business deals at the church. And it's just a big social club so everybody can see who's got the fanciest car in the parking lot and look for better business deals. That's social climbers that don't produce anything real in the world. They just play golf and act cool. And the world's always been filled with leeches and scum, okay? But people that change history for the better, people that stand up for the orphans, the people that stand up for the widows, the people that go, I mean, all the prophets went and rebuked Nineveh and rebuked Jerusalem and rebuked all of these evils. It's unbelievable. I mean, Moses fought back against Pharaoh. and literally led his people in rebellion. He beat a thug, he beat one of Pharaoh's police officers to death with an axe, ladies and gentlemen, beat his brains all over the place. It says he savagely hacked him up in pieces because he was beating an old man to death. And you don't like watching old men and women and children getting beat on by scum. So that's not what the Bible says. The whole Bible's a complete opposite of that. But of course Adolf Hitler said, do whatever the government said. And Stalin used render unto Caesar. And kings 500 years ago in Europe used render unto Caesar and do what the civil authority says. They've taken that verse, they've got all these new versions of it, they misappropriated, and they sell lies to the people. So there, yes, I'm informed on Romans 13, and you should read it in the Greek, but there's over 150 Greek translations that are false out there. You got to go to the King James, because they've now checked it with the scrolls, and it is a word-for-word translation out of the original Greek that it was translated into, out of Aramaic. You want to know? Yes, I've studied that as well. All right. Let's go ahead and jam one more call in here. Let's go ahead and talk to Adam in Arlington, Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have a comment and a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Comment is about, you know, your driving situation. It seems like the society is obsessed with speed. You know, what's the fastest runner? You know, who's the fastest runner? What's the faster, you know, what's the fastest computer processor speed? You know, what's the fastest car? And I think also innately people are selfish. You know, that's why people like the founding fathers and good parents deserve so much respect, because they're unselfish. You know, they've taken that sacrifice. And question I had, you know, I remember, you know, sitting there watching 9/11 when that second tower fell, and I knew that something was up. I knew it just wasn't the plane. Now, you know, I don't have a lot of, you know, background and structure and everything, but, you know, just after the mountain of evidence that, you know, people like you have, you know, brought together and everything, it just kind of confirmed my suspicions. But have you noticed any kind of correlation between, you know, the big events and people's reasoning skills and logical deduction skills to actually figure that out?
I'll talk about that when we get back, and I'm told we have someone who really disagrees with me, says they're a sheriff's deputy, and they quote, or he said, I'm drunk. Oh, I need to be arrested, I'm drunk. No, I don't drink. Well, that's not true. I think I had a beer about a month ago. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.